It's the story of an American held in a dark Venezuelan prison.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
I'm Becky Bruce. I spent a year working on Hope in Darkness, which now has more than 2 million downloads. Find it on KSLpodcast.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Good afternoon, 3 o'clock at KSL News Radio. I'm Jeff Kaplan. It's cloudy. We're at 32 degrees. It's the freezing mark. KSL's top story, the lockdown has been lifted at Taylorsville High. Parents are now picking up their kids. This follows reports of shots fired in the parking lot. This was at around 12:30 this afternoon. KSL News Radio's Amy Kobabe is live outside the school. Amy?
Jeff, imagine you get a text from your high school kid saying there are police in the school and you're going into lockdown. That's exactly what happened to thousands of parents today at Taylorsville High School. I spoke to one mom, Alexis Croce, who told me her daughter said she was fine, but it still scared her enough to come here and wait outside the school.
I have to be here so when she comes out, I'm here, I can hug her and know that she's okay.
The Granite School District says the building was safe through all of this, but police were looking for a suspect in the area. No one was hurt in this shooting in the parking lot, but obviously when a student has a gun at school, that's terrifying for these parents. Reporting live in Taylorsville, Amy Kobabe, KSL News Radio.
And of course, we'll continue to follow the story here at KSL News Radio. KSL News Time 301, the bill that gives families state education money that they can take to use on private school was approved by the legislature today. KSL News Radio's Lindsay Ayres is live with details. Lindsay.
Yeah, Jeff, the bill, also known as school vouchers, cleared its final legislative hurdle today, passing with a majority large enough that it's not able to be repealed by voters through a referendum like what happened in 2007. Bill sponsor Senator Kirk Collamore said there is always the potential for lawsuits.
But I feel pretty confident in the way that this was drafted, that, you know, we've done it appropriately and that program can get set up. As I mentioned yesterday, implementation really doesn't even begin for another year and a half.
A ballot initiative also still possible on next year's ballot, but those require more signatures now than they did in the past. Reporting live, Lindsay Ayres, KSL News Radio.
About the school voucher bill, Utah Senate Democrats say they oppose any attempt to divert taxpayer dollars away from public education. They complain this just-approved measure sends money toward private schools without any safeguards or protections against discrimination. KSL News Time 502, five former cops in Memphis have been charged with murder. Maria Chaleos is live at the KSL National News Desk.
Jeff, the charges against the five include second-degree murder and aggravated kidnapping and the beating death of Tyree Nichols. Tennis Bureau of Investigations Director David Rausch says he's never seen anything like it in his 30 years on the job.
Let me be clear. What happened here does not at all reflect proper policing. This was wrong. This was criminal.
He says he was shocked and sickened by the body cam footage, which will be made public next hour. An Islamic extremist who killed eight people with a speeding truck on a popular New York City bike path has been convicted of federal charges and could face the death penalty. Prosecutors say the Halloween attack in 2017 was inspired by his reverence for the Islamic State group. Federal investigators have busted a major ransomware ring said to have ties to Russia. Attorney General Merrick Garland says the Hive swindled victims out of hundreds of millions of dollars.
In one instance, in August 2021, Hive affiliates deployed ransomware on computers owned by a Midwest hospital. At a time when COVID-19 was surging in communities around the world, the Hive ransomware attack prevented the hospital from accepting any new patients.
Federal officials say they saved potential victims from having to pay some $130 million. Live from the KSL National News Desk, I'm Maria Chaleos, KSL News Radio.
We're learning new details about that New Year's plane crash at Provo Airport. A police report says the man fueling up the plane heard the pilot say they were trying to beat the weather. Nathan Ricks and his wife were flying to the Rose Bowl. Just as snow and sleet had started falling, the Provo-based entrepreneur was killed in the crash. The official cause has yet to be established. Newly unsealed search warrants in the Enoch murder-suicide show police are looking towards cell phone records in order to figure out what happened. KSL.com reporter Pat Reavy has been going through the warrants. He says that five of the family's electronic devices were found together in the master bathroom. It's unclear who put them there.
I think it's one of the outstanding questions that no one has yet to answer is how is it that this tragic event happened, and with all the people in the house, not one person was able to call 911 or text a friend for help.
Neighbors told investigators one daughter texted a friend the night before she was killed that her dad, Michael Haight, was acting strange, and she was worried. A cab driver is accused of inappropriately touching a woman that he was driving to a Midvale hotel. Shah Zaman Khan is facing a felony charge of forced sexual abuse. A warrant has been issued for Khan's arrest. KSL News Time 3:05. Let's get a first look at traffic now. Len Thomas is with us. How are we doing? Well,
excuse me, trying to get that button working there.
Okay,
I apologize.
Button's pressed. How are we doing out there?
Well, we got a vehicle fire northbound I-15 on the collector ramp at 80th South. We got two right lanes closed there, and that's a little slow from 90th South and Sandy. Len Thomas in the KSL Traffic Center.
A gun in the face.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
Started 2 years of horror for an American in Venezuela.
They said, you need to give us your phone and get ready because you're coming with us.
I'm Becky Bruce, and I spent a year researching and piecing together Josh and Tammy Holt's story about their ordeal in a notorious prison.
That's when everything started to turn bad. We had another pound on the door. Boom, boom, boom. And there was the police once again.
You can binge all of the episodes of Hope and Darkness on KSLPodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.